This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, so Shohei Ohtani spoke yesterday, kind of. He did it through his new translator. How did you come away with your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani after hearing the translator?
I thought he came across believable, but there's always that, right? Because he didn't really read it. He had notes, but he you could tell he was speaking from the heart. He was emphasizing some points. He was looking out at the audience and the cameras. Like, that was a very believable, and I don't mean this in a bad connotation, that was a very believable performance. I still can't get over some of the key elements here. Two key elements in particular. How did, what was his name? Ape? His translator. How did he get access to Shohei's account? Because Shohei said that, you know, he stole from him, he took his money, he paid, whatever. How did he get access to Shohei's accounts? That's a very big question that he did not answer. I've seen a lot of people talking about this. You'd be surprised how many athletes don't really handle their money. Yes, I understand that a lot of athletes don't really handle their money. But two $500,000 wire transfers? If you don't see that, then the people handling your money should see it and alert you. So how did that happen? That's number one. And then the thing that I've been saying forever when this first broke. $4.5 million floated? Dude, doesn't happen. It just does not happen unless you have some assurance from the money guy.
They just got to let this go. I think move on from it.
I think they will let it go.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah, I think they will let it go. How did it hit you?
I don't want him to get in trouble. Like, I don't care what he did. Course. I don't care if he was point shaving. I don't care if he was point shaving. I don't care if he was throwing games. I don't care what he was doing. I don't want baseball. Baseball cannot afford to have its main attraction go down like this. So I don't, and quite frankly, morally, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Baseball, it's a 162-game season. If I could find a way to point shave, I'd point shave. Run shave, whatever you want to call it, whatever the appropriate term is. I don't want Shohei Ohtani to get in trouble. I don't care if the Astros got done, if people believe that the Astros got done wrong. I don't care if people hate the Dodgers. I don't want Shohei Ohtani to get in trouble. That's all I care about. Just leave him alone, move on, let's go.
Well, I think there is a line. I don't agree with your I don't care about point shaving thing. I think there is a line.
So you morally offended if Shohei Ohtani bet?
No. Point shaving, though, would be a different story.
Is it called run? I guess it'd be run shaving
whatever it is. Yeah, but we know the term. Like if he gambled or knew about the gambling, first of all, I don't think he did. But if he did, as long as it wasn't that, because that really is sorry. But I'm with you. I don't want him to get in trouble, and I don't think he will get in trouble. I think the MLB is not – they're dumb, but they're not stupid, you know?
Yeah, and I think the Astros were a – let's just be serious. I mean, if you think that they got some sort of intense treatment that no one else would get, that's just kind of the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, they're going to get – they get favorable treatment, I guess. I don't know, but I also don't necessarily think that the Astros didn't deserve the trouble they got in.
They don't deserve it to linger.
Yeah.
But at the time they did. They got what, you know, they got less than what some people say they deserve, you know? They got less than that.
So there's also controversy in the NFL. The Texans, by the way, they're going to get the first taste of these new NFL rules, the hip tackle, whatever the hell they're calling it, and the new kickoff rule, which seems to be actually, it kind of seems to be exciting to a lot of people.
It is to
the
me.
New kickoff rule. They seem to like it. There's videos of what it looks like in the XFL if you want to take a look at it. I don't know if all of you watch XFL, but there's a video of it. I think the Texans opening the season in the Hall of Fame game is going to be interesting because, first of all, I think they're going to be throwing more flags in preseason. I think this hip tackle thing is actually going to end up being like the review for pass interference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just be a taste
they don't
of
call it.
It. Yeah, it'll be a, like they, a little taste
they
of it.
They say it's
the
a role,
yeah.
But they don't call it as much.
Yeah,
it
could be.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when you could review pass interference and it was never overturned like, no matter
nope.
What? You could kick him in the
we
balls
got it right.
And tackle him and it wasn't called?
We got it right.
That's what I think this is going to end up being. Tom Pelissero actually threw that theory out, and I could see that happening. But in preseason, they're going to be throwing it like crazy.
Yeah. They want it to be a deterrent. The threat of a penalty to be more of a deterrent, but if you do it, it's not necessarily going to be enforced. You know, I agree with that. I think the video you're talking about on the kickoffs, I've seen a couple of them. Everyone I've seen, it looks like Damian Pierce would thrive in that situation, like a running start. Very few people on, you know, pick one side or the middle, one side or the other or the middle. There's fewer people that can you know, tackle you. I think he's going to thrive in that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think he's a more valuable kickoff returner
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I really do.
I think he's got a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Pierce is going to be hanging around. D'Amico Ryans, we heard D'Amico Ryans had to say about trading Malik Collins. The attempt to trade for Keenan Allen, we'll see if he bites the hook there, as well as some of the other things that the Texans are doing and his actual role in the draft. That's coming up at 11. We'll get a nice chunk of a conversation that D'Amico Ryans had with the media types at the owners' meetings here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
But the Hall of Fame game to me is, I got really excited about it, and for several reasons. You've mentioned a couple of them, but one thing that I think is going to, first of all, it's going to be cool having Andre there, all the former Texans. You know, a bunch of former players are going to come. Kubiak will be there. These Texans, Callahan, They'll be the focal point of all
the... Kubiak's doing the intro, right?
I got to believe he is. It's not official yet, but I got to believe he is. All that. But I think it's... I think playing in the Hall of Fame makes the Texans better in a very small way.
Yeah.
They're going to start training camp, I think, a week earlier or thereabouts than everybody else. You got a bunch of new faces coming in, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You got a brand new running back. I think they're not going to play in the game, but they're going to get that extra week. They're going to have a nice break in the preseason. They're going to be able to get more work done like that. I think it also gives you a better chance of evaluating peripheral players. Like, because it's going to be second, third, and fourth teamers that actually play in the game,
yeah.
And you're going to have them longer. Yeah. It's like a spring training in college, you know? So you're going to be able to, like, all the guys that ended up being the Derek Barnetts. Well, he got here late in the year, but like those types
Khalil
of
Davis.
Khalil Davis, guys like that, you're going to have a better chance to evaluate them. I think it helps the Texans. In fact, me being a nerd when it comes to stuff like this, I'm not a nerd, but when it comes to stuff like this,
well.
Teams that play in the Hall of Fame game actually have a higher percentage chance of making the playoffs. For the last 20 years.
Which is, really?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Really?
That it's like a 5.5%. That's not a lot, but it's 5.5%. 5.5% higher chance of making the playoffs.
I'm calling my shot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Hutchinson touchdown in that Hall of Fame game.
Boy, that's a good bet.
Xavier Hutchinson touchdown Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, that's probably it.
He's going to be on the field four quarters.
And then we're going to be talking about, well, that's Xavier Hutchinson.
And then he might not make the team.
Camp Crush. Xavier Hutchinson.
Mechie's getting in the end zone, too.
Mechie will get there.
Oh, Mechie's had like 9 catches.
Yes.
And Xavier Hutchinson's getting in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
Does it bother you that, not necessarily bother you, but is it kind of, how does it make you feel that Andre Johnson's most memorable moment as a Texan was the uppercut to that slime ball?
I don't mind it. But that's, for me personally, that's not the most memorable moment. But it is, look, you're right. Like, by and large, people across the country, you know, him bearing down, throwing some haymakers.
Oh, I was talking about his tweet to Jack Easterby. What are you talking about? My bad. I was talking about the uppercut to the other slime ball, the tweet.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the fight. Okay.
Yeah, the actual, nationally, that's it. That'll be shown for sure. Hell, that might even be a statue, ultimately, at some point. For me, it's the Washington Redskins game.
Ooh, wow.
Back in the day.
Dump that.
Last second catch for a touchdown. Huge game, huge win in that season. That's the most memorable game for me. And the Arizona Cardinals game when he, boom. In fact, that week, I remember saying when Andre makes the Hall of Fame, that's going to be on his highlight reel. You know which one I'm talking about? He bounced off a linebacker and two DBs into the end zone against the Cardinals. That was another one for me, those two.
He might surprise some people with that speech, too.
In a good way?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know that when he speaks, it doesn't dazzle you how he says it, but what he says is always
good.
Last
time he was on with us, it seemed like he was pretty
good. He was really good.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good.
He was very, very good when he was on with us. His content is excellent.
It's going to be a lot of Miami, too.
He's going to start, yeah.
Oh, he's going to, I bet you that whole, like, early 2000s Miami's there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Miami's going to be rolling deep there.
Well, Chris Myers for sure.
Yeah.
He's going to be front and center.
It'd be a deep, 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 deep.
He was on that team with
you presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kubiak. Kubiak's going to go up there. God, he's going to be tan.
He's going to be tan. He's going to be funny.
He'll be tan. He's got to try not to cuss, though. Once Kubiak gets in front of a crowd, he'd drop a few F-bombs.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
And I know people don't really think about it, but when he gets up there and he's...
Yeah.
He'll step it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think Kubiak will definitely introduce him. All the you guys will be there. All the former Texans, including former Miami guys that played elsewhere. You know?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to have a lot of guys with mm-hmm. him. Coming up, D'Amico Ryans with the media. He talks about the good, the bad, the controversial things that have happened with the Texans, as well as the plan heading into the draft. In the Loop continues. You're going to hear from your head coach next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.